People talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Hey, Logan, and welcome everybody, Mac, to the show. You want to be with me? It's easy. 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478, as opposed to DIRT, D-U-R-T, which some people call me. But the number is DIRT 3478. We've been addressing the mosquito spraying issue and talking about that. If you want to chime in on that, please do. There's some chat going on the on Facebook. Go to Facebook, Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor, either one. An easy place to see it there on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Click on mosquitoes over there on the left-hand side, and you'll see what we wrote about. What we recommend is mosquito control some time ago, and we'll be updating that. Some of the cities like Flower Mound and Fort Worth are doing the right thing by recommending treating water and doing personal repellents. And that's one place where even the people that are doing the right thing and I are still not perfectly in sync on. I don't recommend DEET products, which everybody else out there does. Well, none of the organic people do, because DEET is a very dangerous product. It is a chemical that really should not be sprayed on the skin of anybody, and especially the skin of children. And on some of the local papers lately, it shows the mother smiling broadly and spraying a young child, you know, right around the neck and shoulders with a DEET. Does it work? Yeah, it works pretty well. But so does cactus juice and vanilla and orange oil and various concoctions. There's all kind of mixtures that are on our website and other people's websites. And there are products out there that work very well. My wife is a mosquito magnet, and she's found one. We've tried a bunch of them. She's got one that's got a whole bunch of essential oils in it, including citronella and clove oil and peppermint and various things. Different people have different susceptibilities to mosquito attack and bites. And also, everybody seems to have a little bit different chemistry about what kind of repellents work the best. So try some of these different ones that are non-toxic, and as much as you can, especially with children, try to avoid the DEET products. If you spray it very much, you'll be able to taste it in your mouth. That ought to give you a pretty good hint about why you shouldn't use that product. I don't know if the labels changed or not. It used to be on the label, I thought, that you shouldn't spray children's skin with it. What it actually says, and I think this was a change, it says don't allow children to spray it. And that was interpreted into, you know, it shouldn't be used on children, which it shouldn't. But what it specifically says is they shouldn't have it and be spraying it because they'd spray it in their eyes and mouth and stuff, you know, supposedly, but I wouldn't recommend it at all for them. If you want to talk about that or anything else, let us know. Let's see, there was something else. Well, just to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Texas Plant and Soil Lab. Texas Plant and Soil Lab is the company that we recommend to do your soil testing, petiole testing, in other words, the tissue testing to see what's actually being pulled up into the plant. And compost testing and a lot of other things. Texas Plant and Soil Lab, TPSL. They've got a banner ad there on the right-hand side of dirtdoctor.com, or you can just do a web search for Texas Plant and Soil Lab or go to texasplantandsoillab.com. Their new deal is asktheplant.com, by the way, the new website. Really looks great. Check it out if you haven't already. Back to the phones, Mary Ann in Flint, Texas, next up. Hello, Mary Ann.
Hello, Howard. How are you today?
Well, fine, considering.
I know. My blood pressure is going up, too.
It's bad, I tell you.
I wanted to ask a question, but I do have a comment about the mosquitoes.
Okay.
I happen to have done a little experiment, not knowing what I was doing, about mosquitoes. When the first part of the summer, I would be outside, and they would just cover me. And I started thinking, why was this happening? I wasn't using my apple cider vinegar in my water.
Mm-hmm.
And I started doing that again, and I've not had a mosquito light on me since.
As far as taking it yourself internally?
Yeah. I put it in my water, about a half teaspoon to a teaspoon in my water, and drink it.
There's no question that it helps, and I think that's one of the things that I do sometimes more regularly than other times.
I forget.
It would be best for everybody listening to take about a tablespoon of good organic apple cider vinegar morning, noon, and at night. Judy doesn't do it but once a day. She does some at night, and I think doing it more regularly, like you indicated, is very, very beneficial.
I think it's made a difference with me.
Yeah.
But to my question, a friend of mine and I brought back a Hawaiian tree fern from Hawaii. And
good for you for getting to go.
Yeah, I know. It was wonderful. The instructions were so explicit that I followed them to the letter. It said, water me 3 times a day, spray me with mist, give me liquid fertilizer, da-da-da. And I did that. And mine is about 2 feet tall, and I don't think she followed hers as well, and it just looked like it was dying. So she's out of town, and I went and dug it up and brought it and planted it close to mine.
Mm-hmm.
But the question I have is, and I'm doing the watering and the spraying and all that, but there's nothing there but the stump. There were some
fiddleheads coming out.
Roots on it the heads haven't started coming out. And what I was asking is, it's almost the texture of the bark of it is almost like a coconut fiber.
Right, right.
Should I trim some of that off?
No, and if the fiddle heads haven't started, you may not be able to get it to come back. I would drench it with the Garrett juice or Garrett juice.
I did.
Yeah, and if that doesn't...
And I put lava sand and dried molasses in the soil around it.
Yeah, you've done everything you can do. If it still has some life in it, the fiddle heads will start coming up and unfolding pretty quickly. Don't take it out yet, but I think you're doing everything you can do, and all you can do now is wait. Just enjoy yours. And we had a big one for a long time, and I moved it in and out and in and out, and finally it got a little too cold, and I lost it. I need to get a new one myself. I love that plant. It's great.
Oh, I do, too. They're
beautiful.
So pretty.
They're not that delicate, by the way. They're pretty tough once they're growing. And some people will plunge them into the soil so it looks like it's growing in the soil so they can then dig it out, you know, when we get to fall and have frost coming and moving into a greenhouse situation. One thing I would warn you about that I learned the hard way more than once, I'm kind of a slow learner. When you pick it up and carry it, those little things will fall off down your neck and they itch like crazy.
Oh.
So be careful moving it around.
Right. Okay.
little fuzzy, little fuzzy spiky things.
Yeah.
But anyway, enjoy it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Marianne.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Raul in Brownwood, Texas.
Good morning, Howard.
How are you today?
Thank you for, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call, and I sure enjoy your program.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, I'm out here in Central Texas, and I want to start for the springtime a wildflower flower bed.
Okay.
Probably about 400 square foot or so.
All right.
And I consider the soil to be very poor. What are my avenues that I can use?
Well, being very poor is not a problem, Raul, for wildflowers, especially some of them. They like crummy soil. Blue bonnets are real high on that list, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
What I would do, I would till it or rake it a couple of times and then just leave it fallow and let the heat kill it.
Okay.
Kill the weeds and grass that are there so that when you plant the wildflowers, and I would do the planting pretty soon. I wouldn't wait till fall.
We
did some experimentation on a commercial project years ago. It was one of the first commercial projects that I converted to an organic program. It was the Johnson & Johnson facility in Arlington. And we just came up with a hunch about planting wildflowers in the summer because that's when nature plants them. You know, they go through the spring and they flower and then they mature and they go to seed and the seed is thrown on the ground, right?
Exactly.
And lays there in the heat. So we thought, well, heck, we'll try that ourselves. And we had beautiful, beautiful luck with our blue bonnets and other wildflowers the very first year. So I'd do it, plow the area up, let it sit there for a few days and just bake, and then plow it up again, let it sit there and bake for a while, and then plant your wildflowers and let it stay dry for a while. Don't benefit the Bermuda grasses and various weeds and things that might come up, and that way your wildflowers, once they germinate, start to grow in the fall, will have more of an advantage.
Okay.
And I think you'll have a real pretty area.
Because my plan was to drop the seed in the ground in September.
Yeah, most people would say fall, but the summer will actually work better. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. Got to run for a minute. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help. Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural dog food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Another major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Talking to a few people off the air about various kind of subjects, but call about anything. We're talking, continuing to talk about mosquitoes. There's a lot of conversation going on Facebook. Go in there and check all that out. In fact, one of the things real important, it's a petition that somebody is has put together try to get people to sign up, saying that they're not in favor of this ridiculous spraying. So as many of you as can go in and get involved with that, I would appreciate it. Maybe we can make a difference here and get it all shut down. And there's just a lot of interesting conversation there. Go to Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor on Facebook, either one, and you can see all that, in addition to all the stuff that's on our website, dirtdoctor.com. Kay's got something for us, I think, on the mosquito deal in Euless. Hi, Kay.
Hi, Howard. My daughter just moved here the 14th of last month. And the mosquito problem is just horrendous, and we're outdoor living people. And it ended up where her legs and arms were just covered, and they itched. And being living an alternative health life, we started out with onions, cutting onions. That works for me real well on bug bites. That didn't work. Then we went to aloe vera.
After you've been bitten or stung, right?
Pardon?
After you've been bitten or stung, is that what you're talking about? Okay.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, the bites were just so bad, hard to sleep, and so on and so forth, and just her legs were just covered.
Uh-huh.
And then went to tea tree ointment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And that seemed to start doing something, but it didn't really... something fast. So I made up some colloidal silver and put the, we've been swabbing that on, and that you could just see them just actually, I mean, she's completely well now. All of the scabs and sores and redness have all gone away. It's just like a miracle.
Well, that's good. Does any of that work as a repellent for you also?
No. Let's see. What was I going to say? Oh, the lady before said that she added apple cider vinegar to her water, and that worked for her as a repellent. But my daughter has just gone on an intensive apple cider diet and drinking getting nine tablespoons of apple cider vinegar in her. Now, she's only been doing that for a week. Maybe it'll take time to build up for a repellent.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Pardon?
That'll be interesting to see if it'll work, yeah.
Yes. But she's just doing it for diet to lose weight in a very fast way. But the colloidal silver for healing is just unbelievable.
Well, other people have recommended that to me. I don't know that much about it, but I'm glad it's working for you. And
okay.
Let me know if taking that heavy a level of apple cider vinegar works in any way as a repellent. Give us a report back on that.
I sure will.
Okay, thank you, Kay.
Bye.
Let's go to Jerry in Siegelville, Texas. Hi, Jerry.
Howard, how are you doing today?
Pretty well, thank you, sir.
Question I've got is about fall gardening. I have a tremendous problem with planting something that grows in the fall when it's 108.
Yeah, I understand.
Am I wrong? I mean, you know, I want to plant lettuce and I want to plant broccoli and cauliflower.
Well, it's too early for any of those cool season things,
okay.
Jerry, but it is a great time now that we've had just a little bit of break in the weather. To plant the summer things again,
okay.
You know,
squash
and peppers. If you could plant tomatoes if you could find some nice healthy transplants.
I've got about 200 tomato plants that I didn't plant in the fall. In the spring.
Okay.
So I have plenty of tomato plants.
Okay, good.
First off, I had a little bit of issues with tractors this year, so. So I didn't get my place, you know, plowed like I wanted to, but trying to get in the organic garden business. Got plenty of place to do it. So
right there in Siegelville is where you're doing it?
I'm outside of Siegelville. I'm actually in Dallas County.
Okay. All right. Well, keep me posted, but it'd be a good time to get the fall stuff in there. And let me tell you something that I would highly recommend, and that is Tutumi squash. My garden was completely destroyed by the hail, and then we had to rebuild the fence. The fence was destroyed by the hail, and we've had all kind of contractors walking on stuff, and it's been pretty much messed up. But I think that the red lima beans and the squash, the Tutumi squash, are going to come back. I did harvest a couple before the hail happened, One, it's a squash that doesn't have squash vine borers and squash bugs nearly as badly as others. And those little squashes that you can eat green or wait till they turn yellow, they are, you cut them up and I stir fry them, mix them with other things, even meat. It is the most delicious, sweetest squash you can eat and easy to grow. The only problem is it gets big. So but being in the trying to get in the commercial business, that might work for you fine.
Yeah, I think Tutumi squash. That's a Japanese squash, and it grows on a vine.
Well, it could grow on a vine. I usually just let it sprawl all over the ground, but it might be smarter. That's a good point, to let it grow vertically so you don't use up as much space.
Right.
We've got it in the Texas Organic Vegetable Gardening book that Malcolm Beck and I did. If you want to see more information about it, it's on the website also.
Okay. Okay. All right. I appreciate it.
It's Tutumi, everybody. T-A-T-U-M-E. Tutumi, I think is how you spell it, or that's pretty close anyway. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Mitt Romney and his running mate Paul Ryan are pitching themselves as America's comeback team as they travel by bus through battleground states. The Republicans say they'll take on tough decisions facing the economy, entitlement programs, and the role of government. Romney and Ryan will be together today in North Carolina and Wisconsin before splitting up tomorrow. President Obama also on the hustings in Iowa this week. And as Vice President Joe Biden will be working as well, stopping in Virginia, amongst other states. The athletic competition wrapping up at the London Summer Olympic Games today. One of the final events featuring the U.S. and Spain playing for the gold medal in men's basketball taking place right now. Uganda celebrating its first medal at the London Games. Stephen Kiprotic captured gold in the marathon, finishing 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 1 second. This is SRN News.
How much does it cost to repair your car? New air conditioning? Over $1,000. Replace the transmission? Upwards of $3,500. And a new engine may cost you over $5,000. And these are national averages. For your car, it could be more. That's why you need an extended service contract from My Repair Shield. With My Repair Shield, you'll never have to worry about unexpected repair bills again. For one small monthly payment, My Repair Shield covers you with 24-hour roadside assistance, ensures the proper repairs are made by a reputable mechanic, and if you need it, they'll even pay for a rental car. If your car is less than 20 years old and has fewer than 150,000 miles, call them now for a free, no-obligation quote. 800-903-7443. Call in the next 30 minutes and immediately save over $100. Call 800-903-7443. That's 800-903-7443. 800-903-7443.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. Rory McIlroy and Vijay Singh are tied for the lead at 6-under par in the third round of the PGA Championship, which was halted Saturday because of a downpour in South Carolina. McIlroy says making 5 birdies in the first 8 holes helped him take advantage of the conditions.
It was a great start. The start that I was looking to get off to, I saw that a few guys early in the day got off to good starts, and I wanted to try and do that too.
Tiger Woods, who entered the day with a share of the lead, was moving in the wrong direction after 3 bogeys in the first 7 holes. He trailed by 5 strokes when play was halted. The third round is expected to resume this morning, followed immediately by the final 18 holes. In the National League, it was San Diego 5, Pittsburgh 0. Jason Marquis took a no-hitter in the 7th before settling for a 2-hitter. Marquis says he'd like to get a no-hitter someday.
It would be nice to have one. I know they're very rare, but it is what it is, and every time you step in a mountain, you're trying to accomplish that.
This is SRN Sports. Matt Holliday hit a 3-run homer in St. Louis's 4-1 win over Philadelphia. It was Cincinnati 4, Chicago 2, San Francisco 9-3 over Colorado, Houston 6, Milwaukee 5 in 10 innings, Atlanta 9, New York 3, Miami 7, Los Angeles 3, Washington 6, 5 over Arizona. In the American League, B.J. Upton had 2 homers in Tampa Bay's 4-2 win over Minnesota. New York beat Toronto 5-2. It was Cleveland 5, Boston 2, Oakland 9-7 over Chicago, Texas 2, Detroit 1, Seattle 7, Los Angeles 4, Kansas City 7, Baltimore 3. The U.S. women's basketball team won their 41st straight victory and 5th consecutive gold medal, trouncing France 86-50 in the summer games. U.S. team captain Sue Bird says other teams can't match the Americans' depth.
But as time goes on, we just wear them down, and you can see they got a little tired, and that's really when we're able to kind of pounce on them.
Carolina Panthers have reached a 5-year contract extension with running back Jonathan Stewart. Stewart is the team's second all-time leading rusher. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Sharon in Granbury next up. Hey, Sharon.
Hi. Howard, about 2 months ago, I thought I'd found the perfect spot to plant my grapevines.
Yes.
And as I was watering late last night, I realized that I'd planted them underneath my security light.
Well.
Now, will that affect them?
The answer to your question, Sharon, is that yes, it will affect them. Now, will it affect them enough to cause a problem for your production? And that I don't know. All plants like to go to sleep, for a while. It's why, the night lighting that stays on all time, and we have some. We have a few lights that stay on all night at our place. Most of it shuts off around midnight, and I think that the plants probably do appreciate that, but whether it will affect production or not, you're just going to have to wait and see. If the plants could vote, they would vote to turn the light off. Are you still there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Is there any way to put a timer on it so it does shut off at some point?
I don't know. I'll check into that.
Okay. You may want it on all the time for security, but if you can turn it off for some period of time, it would be best for the plants.
Okay. Excuse me. Now, I have some of those are like that, the flame grape and
Good.
And a couple other varieties of the red grape.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. But now I have some Thompson grape vines, and I haven't put those out yet. And can you plant the green grapes close to the red?
Oh, sure. You just don't want to crowd, even if you're planting the same grapes, you just don't want to crowd them too much. Plant them far enough apart so they have plenty of room. You know, grapes get pretty wide, pretty big.
Right. How far apart?
Oh, I would say at least 8 feet apart, and you can go wider than that if you have the room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And mulch them with cypress?
I don't like cypress, Sharon. That is becoming kind of my second least favorite mulch, second to pine bark. It's got just the opposite characteristics of pine bark. Pine bark won't stay in place. It moves around, blows around, the water moves it around. Cypress will fuse together and stay in place pretty well, but it fuses together so tightly in a lot of cases that it doesn't allow proper oxygen carbon dioxide exchange. And plus, if you've already got it, go ahead and use it, but don't buy any more. It's an environmental issue from where they harvest it, you know, along the coast and ship it across the country. Shredded native tree trimmings, which come from the people that are in the compost business that use the local and regional material, is far superior just in general, but it also doesn't have those other issues about not breathing properly and being an environmental issue. It's reusing recycled local stuff, and it's a better quality mulch.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Yeah, cypress, pine bark, number one bad one in my opinion, and the cypress is probably number two, and then those colored mulches that are ground up pallets and things like that have the chemical dyes. I don't like them either, and they've been being used more and more. I don't know why that turns people on so much, but certainly not anything that I think is very tasteful or good design. Terry and Ben Wheeler is next. Hey, Terry.
Yes, sir. I got a couple of questions now. First of all, whenever you go to dirtdoctor.com, is that D-O-C-T-O-R?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. Got that out of the way.
Doctor is spelled out, dirtdoctor.com.
Well, I didn't know if it was doctor or D-R, you know.
Yeah, it's doctor.
Okay. Okay, I was heard you talking about water features, you know, and koi carp and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, I ain't got Naren, but I do have water that I collect off the roof in syrup tubs. I don't know if you know what those are, but it's what people give their cows, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, and now, I don't know how they got in there, and there's no tanks anywhere around here, but somehow some bullfrog eggs hatched out in them syrup tubs.
Yeah, the birds move them around. They get moved around. It's amazing how eggs and starts of various things get moved around, and biodiversity just builds unless you kill it. So that's what happened.
Okay, well, now I've got a piece of hardware cloth that I put down in there whenever I see them, you know, so that they can get out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got toad frogs. At a certain time of the year, the little toad frogs, you got to watch where you're stepping because mm-hmm. you'll step on the little suckers.
That's right. We have some, too. We got a little rain the other day, and it's just amazing. You hear the croaking the night after you get that rain, and then pretty soon you start seeing little guys around.
Well, now, I'm talking about toad frogs, too. I'm not just bullfrogs.
No, I know. That's what we have as well. We've got both, but, yeah.
And I've got tree frogs, too.
Yeah, they're kind of pretty, but they'll keep you awake at night. That's the only problem with them.
Well, they don't bother me. I mean, you know, I live out in the country on 7 acres, and, you know.
If you don't mind the singing, that's fine.
Well, I don't mind it, but okay. Well, now you said that your wife is a mosquito magnet.
Yep.
Well, now I have never had much trouble with mosquitoes, but this year, I guess it was because of the hot summer, you know, or hot winter and everything, you know, that we had and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I have been being bit by mosquitoes. But now, all the time up until this year, now I eat garlic and onions and everything that I cook.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
And except for ice cream, I mean, you know, but.
Right.
I mean, but anyway, I'm going to try that vinegar that woman was talking about earlier.
It definitely helps. And doing the real heavy amounts during the day might be something that would work for even people that mosquitoes love the most.
But, I mean, you know, I've been trying to rebuild a mower, and up until, well, just a couple of days ago, I hadn't been able to go on out without being, you know, just tormented by mosquitoes. I guess, well, I'm not eating enough garlic or something. I don't know.
Well, it's been different this year. I've been bitten more this year than I ever have been before. Usually they don't bother me at all, and still they don't bother me much. I don't get welts or anything like a lot of people do, even if they bite me. But one tip that came from a listener a week or so ago was to keep a quart bottle, spray bottle handy, and put a little bit of orange oil in it, mix it up, you know, it like we would spray for insect control at 2 ounces per gallon of water, and just mist around in the area where you're sitting or working. It keeps the mosquitoes away very well. It's a real simple kind of thing, smells great, and works as well as any of the repellents you can use. One of the things that we did also, Terry, when we had a big party for my brother before the wedding at our at our house, and it was really when the mosquitoes were getting the worst, and we did the spraying. We were experimenting with EcoSafe on a bunch of different mixtures. We sprayed Garrett juice, orange oil, bio wash, and garlic in the spray, but we also put down dry granulated garlic and this Bonide product that is a mosquito granule, and nobody, not one person got bit by a mosquito during the party. So if you do it intensely enough, it works. The problem is that those kind of situations don't last a long time. So when you're out there, you have to spray your skin and around you with something that will repel them when they're this bad. It just needs to be something that's non-toxic, obviously.
Okay, well, I'm the one that called and asked how long you have to let them little half-moon things on garlic set before you replant them. You said about 10 minutes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I called you about I guess it's well over a month ago, but anyway, I replanted them and they hadn't came on up yet, but I ain't worried about it, you know. I can,
well, the reason I said that is that a lot of them just get left out there when you harvest the garlic, and so you can plant them anytime, but they're not going to start growing again probably for you until next spring.
So, oh, okay.
You can plant them right away, but those little hard ones, bulb that's on the bottom, they're going to probably come up next spring. Terry, let me run on and help some other people.
Okay, well, I thank you for the information, and it's the birds bringing the frog eggs in. So.
Yep.
Okay, well, I thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay.
Let's go see what's up in Paris, Texas with Dottie. Hey, Dottie.
Another one of God's beautiful days.
Are you cloudy over there? We're overcast right now here in Dallas.
It's cloudy, and I had a little mist of rain early this morning.
Good for you.
Didn't last long, but it's still nice. And on your potted plants outside,
mm-hmm.
and the saucers under them,
mm-hmm.
I don't have time to go around emptying those saucers to keep the mosquitoes from getting in them. Put a mosquito dunk, break off pieces of it, and lift up the pot and set them on it. If it gets water in there, you don't have to go empty it. When it goes dry, it's still in there running off the mosquitoes.
That's one of the nice things about those BTI products. If they get dry, it doesn't ruin them. They get wet again, and they're back to being effective. And that's a good tip. The only other thing
what
I might suggest is,
okay.
when, during the summertime, you really don't need, in most cases, you may have a special situation, but in most cases, people don't need saucers under the pots in the summer at all. Just
I do. In my situation, I do. I have to have the saucers under there.
Okay.
Also, if you have an area that gets wet, a low area, toss those mosquito dunks out there.
Oh, yeah.
And when it gets wet in the mosquito haven out there, it keeps them away also. And if it dries out, they're on the ground, leave them alone, and then they continue working all the time.
No, you're right.
And also, let me ask you this. The gambusi that you're talking about, are those the same thing as topwater minnows?
That may be another term for them because they do tend to float, to stay real near the surface. When we feed the fish food to our koi and our goldfish, those little gambusias just tear it up. They can't get it. You can't bite it big enough, but they'll knock off edges and they get some of the food and they stay right at the surface. So that may be another common name.
Myself, growing up in the country, and my grandkids, we go along streams and things like that with little nets and things and dip up these topwater minnows.
That's them.
And we bring them home.
That's the gambusia.
I've got some that I've had for 15, 20 years.
I got to run, Dottie. Thanks
Have
as always.
Birthday.
See ya.
Bye.
All right. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866. Line open all of a sudden at 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on the effectiveness of natural organic approaches in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC wants to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us to enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center can use your support. Your contribution is tax deductible. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the bottom of the homepage to find out more about TORC and how you can help.
They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer.
Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's talk mosquitoes a little bit more here with Mike in Mayer, Arizona. Is that right, Mike?
Yeah, good morning, Eric.
Good morning. What's up?
Well, talking about the mosquitoes, I found we were living near the beach, and we had sand fleas all the time.
Yeah.
And we used to sneak home our cat, and we started feeding her nutritional yeast, which is I and B, vitamin Bs.
Mm-hmm.
And that cut it down by 90%. And I take a B-complex pill every day. And I don't get bit by mosquitoes anymore. I used to get going down to Corpus Christi when I was a kid.
I think that's a good tip, Mike. In fact, like I was saying, the mosquitoes seem to be worse this year than I've ever seen, and they were even biting me in the beginning. And I was not taking vitamin B, and I started taking it again, and it just dawned on me. Since you brought it up, I hadn't had the problem since.
Yeah, I've seen them light on me, but they don't bite and they go on.
Yeah. Taking a good vitamin B complex is probably, you know, good for you in general anyway, so everybody ought to get on board on that idea. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Open line for you, 866-444-3478. Here's Gilbert in Fort Worth. Hey, Gilbert.
Hey, hello. How you doing today?
Doing well.
Good. I've got a question on that BTI product. Like, where can you buy it here in Fort Worth? And, you know, how does it come in? Is it a block or powder or package or what?
Good question and easy answer. It's a fairly ubiquitous product. I think you'll find it at most garden centers and nurseries out there, Gilbert, under a couple of different names. One's called Mosquito Dunks, and the other is called, I always forget the name, If you ask for if you go in and ask for a mosquito dunks and they don't have it, they'll tell you what the other one is. I'll think of it in a minute and put it on there. In fact, that reminds me, I was going to give the kale and clay thing, and I forgot to do that too. But yeah, just go into your local hardware stores; will have it. The feed stores, farm stores, the garden centers, they'll have one or other, and they'll come in little round donuts, mm-hmm. or they'll come in a granule in a larger container in granules.
Okay,
get them either way. You can order a mail order too. We don't have them at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. We probably should add it to that too for people that are out in the country and don't have a store nearby. But I think you'll find them across the country in the stores.
Great. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Okay. I got.
Oops. Sorry. Call right back, Gilbert, if you had something else. I was a little fast on the trigger there. I'll try to pull up while we're talking here that formula for you. Let me see if I can find it real quickly. Kale and clay for the grasshoppers. We had somebody call, talk about how great it had worked for them. Kale and clay, and that's how our library works. You just go in alphabetical order and pull it up. We did a newsletter about it. For some reason, the only thing we have there is pictures of it being sprayed on my pomegranates at home. Yeah, let's see. Here we go. 1 quart of kale and clay and 1 tablespoon of liquid soap in 2 gallons of water. Now, why they did it that way, I have no idea. But that's how it is actually on the directions on the bag. The bag, and it is sold in the Natural Organic Warehouse, the kale and clay sold in large bags, and it's very lightweight, so it's pretty reasonable to ship it. And what you do is you just simply mix it at that rate and spray it on the plants, and it confuses the grasshoppers and the katydids and a lot of other troublesome pests, and they just don't feed. They stop feeding. Works on pecan trees. In fact, the first grower that ever contacted me about it working so well, if you listen to the first hour of the show, you heard somebody else say it worked beautifully for him. But the first person to ever report great luck was somebody that had a pecan orchard and had used it on pecan trees. And again, it's 1 quart of kale and clay. And by the way, use the commercial product. It is EPA registered and all, but it's also more finely refined. It's gone through a screen and is extremely fine particle size and has the contaminants, other kinds of clays and things like that that would make it not as effective taken out. You can go to the pottery shop and buy it. That's what sculptors use to do pots and things like that, but it is not exactly the same thing. I originally said it was. And some of the people that were involved in the research got wind of that and contacted me and said, hey, dummy, it's really not. The commercial product is more highly refined and just better consistency and quality. So give it a shot. Again, it's 1 quart of kale and clay, 1 tablespoon of liquid soap. I'd use BioWash, and 2 gallons of water. The research also says that if you omit the soap, seems to work just about as good, maybe even better in some cases. So you might be able to save that step and that cost. Try it both ways, see which way works the best for you. Well, that's the end of another hour. We're going to do a third one. If your radio station doesn't carry the third hour, listen online at dirtdoctor.com. All hours are streamed live, and then all the hours of all the shows are archived on dirtdoctor.com, so you can hear the ones from the past if you missed some. And hope to hear from you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website, dirtdoctor.com. Get our newsletter. Send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com.